Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back after a minute, after a week off. We took a knee. Jimmy and myself and each of our better halves, we each have our own. We don't share. Flew out to Vancouver to go see Martin. We had too much fun. We didn't get a show done. I know we said we thought we'd try to do that. That just clearly didn't happen because I was involved and I didn't plan it. And well, there you go. So that happened. So now we're back in studio next week. We're going to record some new shit. We got a lot of shit coming down the pipeline. If this is your first time, go check out our old shit. On the show this week, we did this last month. It's our first time actually doing it. Yeah, we did that panel at Comic-Con, which was awesome. No discounting, ladies and gentlemen. But this was like a first attempt at like doing a live recording. And we did it at the Handsome Daughter. Thank you to everybody at the Handsome Daughter. You guys fucking rock. Didn't make me feel like a loser for asking way too many fucking questions. So we did a live recording. It had everybody. Ian was, I think, in Vietnam at the time. Martin couldn't make it into the city. So you have Emily, Rob, Charles, me, Jimmy, and Mark. We recycled one of our favorite original, hey, look at that, I think we know what we're doing ideas, which is best movie, best restaurant that's inspired by a movie or TV show. That is what we did. That is what we argued. And a bunch of you came out, friends, family, new faces that we met that night. I swear those gift certificates are still good. You know what's about to happen. But to everybody who wasn't there, this shit was a lot of fun. We just bit into each other all night long and had a blast and had some more eureka moments and be like, hey, we should do more of this. This was a lot of fun. People dug this shit. So I give you a unfiltered, unedited, 2 hour long evening with the Real Debaters live from the Handsome Daughter. What movie or TV show should have its own themed restaurant? Think Chuck E. Cheese, but like with Pulp Fiction. That's what's on the show. That's who's on the show for you. We're trying to put together some summer dates over the next couple months here. So if you see us out and about, first of all, if you just see us and you see a podcast happening, come over and say hello. We are a group of local cinephiles who love to talk film with all of you good people of Winnipeg/Manitoba. But subscribe to all of our shit so that you know when we're going to be doing more dumb shit. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, those are the big three. TikTok if you want to watch me and then people do dumb shit. Twitter if you're laissez-faire and go on social media once a month because I think that's where I post the least. Either way, go to the link in a bio on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hit subscribe on the show so you're always in the know. Subscribe to whatever platform you want. You don't need to go to them all. That's just fucking overkill. Fucking social media. But like, just go to one of them because shit's always there daily, weekly, monthly, hourly, minute by minute. It's watching us. Fucking social media. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. Because I'm excited that this all worked out. And I was a little nervous at first. You'll probably pick up on that. I haven't performed since I was in high school. So it was very interesting. Thank you to everybody on the show who pushed me and was like, go be you and don't be nervous. And thanks to Doug for hyping us up. Cam, Ben, Raj, all the partners. Who else? Who else was there? Oh my God, there were so many of you. All of Mark's friends who came out and rigged the whole fucking thing. If you listen to the whole episode, you know what I'm talking about. Thank you to you guys. Chrissy, for making it Mark's birthday. That's also part. I'm giving away the fucking... I'm bury the lead, Michael. I have nothing else for you guys. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy. Live from the Handsome Daughter. Okay, bye.
I'm the self-designated hype man for what's about to come. What? And I just have a really, really big question for everyone. I'm hoping you can answer this for me right now. Is everybody ready to mass debate with the Real Debaters? Oh my God, it's yes. That's so fortunate. Okay, well, let's bring on the Real Debaters.
Tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture.
I know
film.
That guy. I know that
feet.
Guy. I know that
16,000 separate photos.
I know all of them. Oh my God. Have a good show, guys.
You can't handle the truth. Sir, you're out of order. I show you out of order.
That was so much enthusiasm.
Can you do that full time? Yeah, case of beer every time. Yeah, at the end. Well, you can hype us up before we walk off stage. It'll be great. Hi, everybody! First of all, thank you for coming. This is something we did this once before,
at Comic-Con last year. Anybody hear from Comic-Con at all? Clap your hands.
Anybody been to that show? Give it a... Yeah. Comic-Con. All right, so most of you haven't.
Yeah, okay. But how many of you know us? Just out of curiosity, put your hands together. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
And came anyway.
Yeah, right? No kidding. Put this shit on Instagram for 2 months and all your friends show up. Well, first of all, thank you for coming to the show. How many of you listen to the podcast? Raise your hands. You guys, you got... Okay, so... Before we get into this, let's tell them what we're going to do so that they can kind of understand the whole premise of the show.
We're going to do, what are we going to do? We're going to do some trivia, first of all, I think.
No, we're ending with trivia.
We're going to end with the trivia. We have some awesome movie passes for you guys. I knew we were doing it at the end. What else are we going to do? We're going to have the live debate.
Are they gift cards for Blockbuster?
Yeah. The last one left in Alaska, is where that one is.
It closed.
Yeah. No, we're going to do a debate, then we're going to do trivia, and if you guys have any questions, we'll answer them at the end. If you don't, we'll call it. It'll be done. Just a couple things about how this is all going to go. There's a microphone up here, and we want as much interaction from you as possible. So once we're done doing a round, if any of you have anything to say, you're more than welcome to come up. Call out any one of us up here.
Particularly when Mike's talking. It's always fun to interrupt him.
I got the bullseye on my head, so that's...
We put it really close. You have to look us right in the eyes when you're talking to us.
And then it will be on an episode, so you guys can be a part of this. It's like a shared experience. That said, don't say anything that'll get us canceled, please. I hate editing. I'm a lazy piece of shit. So the premise of the show is based on the idea about what happens when real life meets... real life, and
it's wordplay.
For all the dads in the audience.
Where did you come up with that original title?
That happened by accident.
Oh, that's just a happy little accident.
Well, I hang around an asshole like you who's got dad jokes for days, so it eventually just spilled out over time. But it's the REEL movie reel versus real life. What happens when we compare our real lives to the screen to our real lives, and we have a lot of fun doing it. Examples of, if you haven't listened to the show, what's one of our favorites, Jimmy?
Which Sylvester Stallone character would run the best summer camp?
Or what Arnold Schwarzenegger character should teach sex ed? These are things that we talk about.
Kindergarten Cop.
It's Conan the Barbarian.
With the premise that we always kind of said was not like giving reviews of movies, but if you were at a party with three of your drunk friends shooting the shit about something stupid like could Superman kick Batman's ass or something like that.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's what the show's about.
It's Batman, right?
Yes.
Well. Okay, yeah. Whoa, you lose the room quick there, eh? So today's debate, considering we're in a bar, we're in a restaurant, we've done this one before if you've listened to the show, but it was a lot of fun. It was kind of like the one episode where we figured out how to work this whole circus. So the theme tonight is what movie or series should have its own eatery. So in regard to that, it's the theme of the eatery. It's the food. It's the experience. It's the marketing campaign. What are you going to do to what are we going to do to prove to you which one should have its own restaurant? Am I missing
anything?
And that's
like restaurant, bar, pop-up, food cart.
Brick and mortar, franchise, hot dog cart. It doesn't matter. It's what you want because this is all bullshit.
So no metaverse?
Multiverse, not metaverse. Know what fucking lane you're in.
All your food's NFTs, Rob?
Absolutely. I'm making bank.
So to kick the show off, I'll go first. I usually take first lead because it's fun to come after me because I'm the long-winded one. So we've got what I think are a pretty good collection of movies and TV shows that people will know. Do we want to tell them or do we just want to surprise them?
No, let's tell them as we go.
Okay, all right. So I drew Shrek. Who doesn't love an ogre, right? Who doesn't love a multi-layered ogre? So
imagine if they haven't seen it.
Who's seen Shrek? Raise your hand. Just know who I'm talking. Okay, perfect. The front row.
You were worried.
Right. I was. There was...
Come back into
you
the
put
swamp.
Self-doubt in my mind.
That's my job.
Anyway, so I modeled my... Before we get into this, I should say the first round of the debate is going to be the style, theme, and feel of the restaurant. So we're going to try to sell you on what it looks like, how it plays, how you take the movie or the series, and you actually insert it into the whole dining experience. So the first round here for everybody is theme. And my theme is a cross between Dave & Buster's, Chuck E. Cheese, and Altos. No, I'm kidding, not Altos. No, it's a cross between Dave & Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese. And I've been trying to figure out a tagline for this, and I was like, why would you want to go to a restaurant when you can go to a Shrek-sturant?
Jesus Christ.
And I'm
the one with the puns.
No, that's why I took first lead. So it's going to be called, instead of Dave & Buster's, it's going to be called Shrek and Fiona's. All right. Shrek cooks, Fiona manages, and Donkey is just in the motherfucking way. We're going to have everything that you're used to having at a Chuck E. Cheese. We're going to have the games. We're going to have the tokens. We're going to have the prizes. We're going to have all the experience. We're going to have a giant Shrek who's going to come up and grab you and molest you like you used to. Or was that only me? That was only me at Chuck E. Cheese, I guess.
We talked about this. You're not supposed to bring up these things.
These are the real life stories we're not supposed to. Okay, fine. Fair enough.
You were molested by animatronic thing?
Yeah. Mouse?
Yeah, wow. My mom is here. She's the one who took me to it, actually. I remember. I don't know if she wants to remember it, but I remember it.
How dare you? Just like my mom made me do it.
Yeah, you threw your mom under the bus like that.
Whatever I got to do to
like
win.
Like 2 minutes.
I know. Okay. So anyway.
It's like zombie apocalypse chasing after Mike. He like trips his mom up so he can get away.
Each room, if you know anything about VFX, we are designing a 4D experience. So you come with your family and your friends, you sit down, and the whole room is going to change within each scene and each course that's delivered. So when Shrek comes out and serves you, it's going to be Shrek's house. When Fawkwad comes out and calls you the most hideous thing he's ever seen, it's going to be the castle.
I'm sorry, what did you call him?
Fawkwad. Isn't that his name? Lord Fawk? Fuck.
Farquad. I thought you called him Fuckwad. I mean, sure.
You know, you should have probably researched the
good
movie
research.
Before
yeah, good research.
Expertly debating this
Michael,
topic.
You watched Shrek, right?
I didn't see him raise his hand when he asked.
As soon as you get in my restaurant, you'll be greeted by Magic Mirror. He will assess you and figure out where you're going to be sitting. The room, as I mentioned, uses VFX, so every time a course comes out, you will have that room surround you. The wall will be touchscreen to keep the kids occupied. So games are going to show up that you can play with Princess Fiona and all the happy ever after characters that come from the movie. And then if they start to misbehave, Farquad will come out and berate the children for you. That's pretty much my my theme, my style. It's like Applebee's. It's like Moxie's. It's one of those like multiple different styles of food.
I've gone to Applebee's and I've never been molested in 4D.
Touché, sir.
3D, maybe.
Want to come to my restaurant?
Like how many D?
All the D's.
That's too many D. Way too many D. So anyway, so that's what I have to say about the kind of restaurant
what
that you're
going
to be coming to.
What year does this restaurant take place?
2004.
I feel like the tech is pretty advanced. It's almost like a holograph, like the holograph.
I have a contract with Industrial Light and Magic to set up a franchise of these. So if anybody wants to buy in, we're taking investors.
Doesn't seem like there's a good ROI there.
No, it's a money pit.
If anybody has criticisms for Mike, just scream them out, too. Just
yeah,
feel
that's
free.
Fine, too. Yeah. I can
walk up to you and you can talk into the mic.
Well, no, that's what this mic is here, right here. So if you guys want to walk up, does anybody have anything to say first of all before we...
Yeah, no, the idea. It's the it's
we're,
gotta be
we're
about
okay
the idea.
Raj, it's about the idea. I don't want that real life here.
Both.
Preferably him.
It's not a roast quite yet.
Really just hurt his feelings.
So Mike, there's like four people at a time can go to your restaurant?
Yeah, it's 4 to 10.
Okay. So it's an escape room
so
with
it's kind of yeah, it's kind of like that really elite Japanese sushi place and that like Subway where like he can only serve 3 people a night kind of thing?
Whatever you want.
Okay. How long's the wait list? We don't,
the
right answer was
far.
Years. That's how good it is.
Does Mike Myers participate in any way?
He does during my marketing campaign. We'll get there.
Only in the Pentaveret.
Yeah, no. We're,
I thought you meant the guy from Halloween.
That's Michael. He's more formal.
That's
more formal.
Jimmy's restaurant. That's if anybody's going to bring in a knife. Anyways.
I actually, I picked Shrek 2.
You, no, that's what you... Shit.
This is going to be really
you
bad.
You just trolled the fuck out of me.
No, I actually picked... yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll get
that's, in the, that's in the food portion.
Don't worry, there's multiple rounds. You're going to be so excited.
Yeah.
Eat me!
Yeah. Oh, my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
All right.
Yeah, I think you went like 7 minutes there.
I was a chubby
like
child. I got more than I need.
So I picked King's Speech, obviously. No, I didn't do that. That's completely insane. let me ask you guys a question. How many people here have seen The Simpsons before? All right. You know who hasn't? Fucking Mike.
That's right. Mike has never seen The Simpsons.
Okay, if I
he
can,
thought it was about OJ and his family, I think, at one right. point, right?
My mother didn't let me see The Simpsons.
You know, Mike's mom, you seem like a very nice lady,
what were you doing? But like, do you want us to boo your mom?
How does it feel under that bus? Are you okay?
This is what happens when you go first up. You throw your fucking family under the bus.
Boo this man.
Did you invite your mom just to deflect all night?
Back it up again.
This is my whole... This is it.
I don't understand. What is that joke?
That's great.
This is my whole idea, is just trash Mike. I'll get the votes my way. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a question?
No. I want a reservation.
Oh, I see.
Guess we should all just go.
You haven't even said anything and you want to see yours right now.
I didn't have to.
Go on.
So, well, I picked The Simpsons. I'm very happy about it. I had multiple ways to go with it. You could go Frying Dutchman kind of style. You could go Happy Sumo kind of style. I went with a Mo restaurant variant. So I'm going to call my restaurant Uncle Jimmy's Family Feed Bag. Thank you very much. I'm excited. My partner Zoe helped me make a physical menu. We'll be passing this around after. It's not laminated. That's masking tape.
We said no props. When I read no props.
Do you understand how much ink this took from our computer? From our
full
from
color
our
and everything.
Oh my god! $57 menu.
I wanted to print 5.
But you ran out of cyan.
I have no ink money.
That's why there's no blue in the menu. Obviously.
Did you say cyan?
I've just provided QR codes on everybody's table, and
god
they can
damn it.
Pull up my website.
I hate that.
No, so well, this is it's basically going to be a Leopold style tavern. You guys look old as shit, so you guys like shit, crazy shit on the walls. That's like your thing. it'll be a lot like that. Like, see, for me as a young person, I wouldn't be caught dead in like an Applebee's or like a Keg or and I don't know if like Joey's is part of that. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm not helping myself, am I?
There is a deep Keep hole talking. You're digging here. Yeah.
Cool, so that's my theme.
You Gen Z little fuck.
Yeah, god damn it. All right,
get off my lawn.
So what's your theme, Mark?
No, actually, I have one. I just want to
know,
hit me. Where is the alcoholic Barney in all of this?
Like, the alcoholic Barney? Barney is just covered up with like a tarp.
Don't cry for me, I'm already gone.
Huh?
He doesn't fucking boo hiss.
See? Never seen it. Everyone in the audience has a small part of their brain that is devoted to remembering Simpsons quotes, except for that man.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob, for helping me.
Is there more? Is there more?
I don't want to be here anymore.
No, that's,
Mike, your
that's
mom
it?
Has seen more Simpsons than you. She's like, Michael, it's Sunday night. Go to bed. I'm going to be watching TV.
I swear, if she quotes a fucking show, I'm going to kill myself.
You know what you're going to find out your whole life is she has been, and you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
She's going to sing.
Robbed.
We're going to take the mic over there, and she's going to sing the Mr. Plow song, and it's going to blow your fucking mind.
That I do know. Yeah, fuck. Keep Mark talk.
All right. I'm up next. So I'm going to go with a non-cartoon theme for all the adults that are going to be coming to my restaurant. I decided to go with one of the all-time largest grossing movie franchises, The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Titanic.
Of course you thought I was going to say anything else.
How many people thought Star Wars? Raise your hand. Yeah, I did too.
Okay, picture, if you will, it's a pop-up because street racers, they don't plan stuff. It just happens. You get a text that it's happening tonight, and you show up at the corner, right? This is what's happening.
Snapchat, more like? It's, come on.
So you get a signal message.
Well played. You know.
So there's a pop-up. You get you don't know what's happening till it's happening. It's clearly a family restaurant. Because we don't have friends, we have family.
Family. Fuck off, Vin.
Is it an Olive Garden?
Like I was just going to say that.
It's served family style, so there's only a limited amount of guests.
Is that a shot across the bow over here, buddy?
Yeah, it is.
I don't discriminate.
Right? It sounds like everyone's catching COVID. Right.
That's so last year. So anyways, that's all that's... like, when you have
herpes?
The right idea, you don't need to explain it any more than that. Pop-up message happening tonight. Get there. That's my theme.
I think you're supposed to dig a hole for yourself.
Shit. We can't all have the same shtick.
Yeah, you're right.
How all right, I'm going to wait for round two.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's where.
That's why I can't start talking about the food and drink.
That's
and,
fair enough, yeah.
And the...
is it like a reserved VIP list of people that you're texting? It's, like, are you...
well, yeah.
Are you pulling data from different demographics?
It's a first come, first serve. It's like street race.
Okay,
Mike.
All right.
Like, do you think that people get reservations for street races?
I drive a Kia Rio.
Is that, yeah? We all know your car had a soup kitchen pulled in it recently.
So. It's very fucking true.
Are you
going to
just inexplicably have like,
no,
professional...
no, okay, no, hang on. True story. My car got stolen, and Mark asked me... what did you ask me?
I asked you when you got it back.
Yes.
Did they let you know whether or not there was a soup kitchen in your car?
And that's one of those moments when you haven't seen the movie, so you just say yes, and then you Google it after, and you find out what a soup kitchen is. Mark, what's
anybody
a soup
from the other guys?
Yeah,
the
other guys fans here.
Like Big Dan, yeah? Or something.
Thank you.
Big Dan and the boys. Yeah, Big Dan
yeah.
And the boys.
It's when a group of homeless people have a rather large orgy inside the confines of your vehicle.
Does it have to be a lemon party?
No, all are invited.
Oh, okay, perfect.
We don't discriminate. Anyways, they don't discriminate.
That's what happened to my car.
It's definitely no discrimination the there. It's all inclusive.
There's the hole, Jimmy.
I have so much fucking editing to do. Oh, my God.
Dude, there's no editing. We want people to Google Lemon Party. Do it now.
We got a question out there. Go ahead.
My question for Mark is, how do you text these people? Where do you get the list?
Did you hear the question? How do you text people?
You know what? I'm going to disallow this question. It's the wife of one of the panel members. I don't think this should be allowed. She's clearly
Thank
a
you.
Plant.
Yeah.
This is a network. Shh.
Oh, we got another one.
We got another one out here.
Did the inspiration for this restaurant come from the fact that you look like a dollar store Vin Diesel?
I almost want to give you a gift certificate just for that.
I peed a little.
Wish.com.
I prefer Wish Vin Diesel, but, you know. But one of the same, yes.
Oh, shit. I love it.
Oh, good.
Moving on, Emily, what do you got?
Emily, yeah, Emily.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm not so high and mighty that I don't want to talk about cartoons because I know that we've got a room full of people who just loved their childhood. So we're going to have a 90s Lion King themed restaurant. Now, the reason we're going for that is because a lot of us were children in the 90s.
Oh, sweating you.
Exactly. And we know most restaurants fail within the first year. But despite the fact that there's been a whole bunch of garbage marketed towards kids in the 90s, remakes, reboots, requels, we seek out and spend money on this shit. So here we go. We have our Lion King restaurant. Nostalgia's all we've got left. We've got... We can't afford houses. The last time we were happy was when we were eating out of a hyena head tub. Our parents were still together. Our serotonin hit was just one Jonathan Taylor Thomas voiceover away.
So yeah.
our Lion King themed restaurant's called The Watering Hole.
JTT forever.
And you might wonder, what's so cool about The Watering Hole? I'll tell you when we get there. Oh my goodness. So we've got some crazy 90s Savannah decor. We've got a weird, vaguely sticky green carpet that's supposed to feel a little bit like grass. Right in the middle of the room where everybody can see it. Nobody can hide from it. It's a giant plastic Pumbaa slide. And the kids, they just come running in. They climb up his mouth and they slide out of his butt down his tail, making fart jokes the whole time because that's obviously... what kids are all about.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
not in front of the kids. Aw, sorry.
Will you be molested by animatronics?
You know.
That's an upcharge.
The answer is yes to all those questions.
Emily, is that a is
only
that
if you consent?
Is that the champagne room at your
the
restaurant?
Champagne room? No, I think. It's, you know what?
The
if you
Timon
are coming,
the Timon and Pumbaa champagne room. What the fuck?
No, if you are coming for
okay,
a special
lemon party.
Event
with a John Leguizamo hyena, just yeah.
You know
and
what?
Whoopi in the corner.
That hyena's so sexy.
And you know what? If you are coming for a special occasion and you're not going to sit at just a regular table, you're obviously going to sit at the Pride Rock table. So the birthday boy or girl, bride or groom, your vaguely like fratricidal uncle on his birthday. We're going to sit just high enough above everyone so that they know we're more important. But also it's not recommended for small children and like people who are afraid of heights. Come.
What was that?
Exactly. Just being just so everyone knows you're more important than everybody else.
Does the higher table allow for easy access for cunnilingus?
You know,
that's Real Debaters After
we
Dark
really
for you, ladies
to keep
and gentlemen.
This, we're trying to keep this child friendly.
How dare you with Lion King?
How dare you?
We're making Lion King NC fucking 17.
This is my childhood.
And I'm ruining it.
Mark, Rob, how dare you taint Lion King?
How dare you is right.
Well, we were trying to go with some nostalgic happiness. When you walk through those doors, you've got the smells, the tastes, all those vaguely sticky feels of your childhood. Leave your selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors at home and come join us at the Watering Hole.
Is that it?
Worries.
Give a round of applause.
You know, I have to say, you know, after listening to the swill that came out of those three gentlemen, that was well put together, concise, and awesome.
You got notes, baby.
Unlike Rob.
Correct. I'm just going to ramble and, like, jerk from point to point. Like, at least I don't have, like, a fucking Unabomber manifesto fucking book here that my fucking... Sorry, I had to. All right.
Hold on. You have three ripped out loose pieces of paper.
Yeah. Fuck you. We got three themes. One theme, two
these
themes,
are my
three
memoirs.
Themes.
They're also nicely double spaced.
Hey.
All right,
so
let the man go.
We
let the man
were
go.
Choosing which movies we were going to do. And of course, Jimmy chose Simpsons, which is an awesome pick. And then I thought to myself, what do I always want to do? I want to fucking troll Jimmy every single time. So I was like, I'm doing South Park. And not the TV show, the motherfucking movie. That's right, Uncle Fucker. That's right. So the name of my restaurant is Uncle Fucker. Uncle Fuckers.
Uncle Fuckers.
Where
us?
You can get wholesome family chow that is school cafeteria inspired, found in the heart of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Tukes are encouraged, and are Kyle and Eric approved? Of course. Now, for the kids, we have Mr. Hanky Land, and you can only imagine how fucking awesome that's going to be.
Tell me that
there's
one's
an
not animatronic.
Of Hanky inspired activities, there actually is animatronics. That's right.
No.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas pool animatronics, the best. There's also a slide where kids get to exit a large rectum and land in a toilet shaped ball pit.
I feel
how
like
fun is that?
I feel like rectum slide already happened today.
That's what I wrote earlier today, so I'm going with it.
I am totally fine with two rectum slides. Just.
Bathrooms.
I feel like the FBI just closed this place down last week. Like, I read about it. It was...
It wasn't health and public safety.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Now, the bathrooms are Terrence and Phillip themed, of course. And there is signage encouraging you to let out all the farts and flatulence before going back to the restaurant, right? And, you know, because, I mean, that just makes sense. And, of course, all the servers, at the end of the exchange with the patrons, simply end it with, okay... It's easy, okay. You're up.
Thanks, Coach.
Applause. For those keeping count, that's four cartoons. Four cartoons.
That was my favorite transition so far. You're up.
You should have gone like, you're up, buddy.
Okay.
Which cartoon are you doing, Charles?
So I went with an amazing movie franchise that I think we're all familiar with, Back to the Future.
Whoa!
Calling it Back to the Fryer.
Obviously.
So basically, it's an experience because Back to the Future is an experience. So the building is it's the clock tower building. So it's just a big kind of old government building. It looks kind of awkward. But the minute you walk in, it's Doc Brown's lab.
and Doc Brown is your host. So he takes you to your table. He's like, "Great Scott, here's your table." And then from the first one, we're going to go with the lab from the first one.
That's a lot of hours Doc Brown's got to work.
Oh, he loves it, though. Okay. Loves it. It's his lab. It's his lab.
Well, he makes meth there, too, you, right? So he's up all the time.
That's after hours, but essentially, yes. You have three themed seating areas. So you have Lou's Cafe. So you got a nice kind of 50s diner setup. You also have the option for Cafe 80s. So you have the futuristic 80s kind of...
Max Head. Room.
Yeah,
room.
Like, it's not the future. It's the one from 2015, but it's their 80s cafe. And then you have the Palace Saloon, which is just the old saloon from the third one. So you have an idea of how you want your experience to go for the
You sounded
for the
like
evening.
You don't like the third one
I
that
don't.
Much.
I don't. I'm going to make this very clear. That's probably the only reference for the third one I will use. I acknowledged it. It exists. Not a fan.
Also how Charles' parents refer to him as the third one. Rarely talk about him.
It's okay. That's why we took you in,
buddy. That's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like it. It hurts a lot.
That was awesome.
He's going to do a slow-mo in one of the cameras, and you'll see a tear slowly start rolling down. No, but you get to enjoy exact replicas. It'll basically be like being in the movie. So the servers will be... in character, so if you're in the saloon, they're like cowboys, I guess. Whatever that movie was.
Whatever happened in the third one.
The Cafe 80s has the weird TVs with the weird, scary Ronald Reagan and the really scary Michael Jackson, like, terrifying. But we're going to keep that.
He wasn't scary in 85.
Oh, in that one, I don't know what that was. It was, yeah. And then we also offer a pet-friendly section that's called Einstein's. So, for all the pet lovers that, you know... We don't oppress pet owners.
Pet owners.
Our big thing we have. So our big thing that we have is we have all three versions of the DeLorean from each movie, and they are placed strategically around the restaurant, fully operational in the sense that when you get in them, they're built exact replicas. They turn on and everything. You put a dollar in them. And then you get the experience, kind of like think of the Millennium Falcon experience that Disney offers you. You get that, but inside the DeLorean.
So if I drive said DeLorean to 88 miles an hour, am I good to go?
You're going to have to find out, my friend.
Oh, right.
Come on down for the grand opening. And then our centerpiece is a hoverboard fountain. So it's just a fountain piece, got hoverboards, and it's got the title, because who says that hoverboards don't work on water?
Not Robert Zemeckis.
And that's it. That's there you go. That's
Where's
the beginning
Marty?
Of it. Oh, don't yeah, just wait, my friends. Just wait.
Like
round one.
We're
planning a little seed here.
There's three pieces of paper, guys.
Here,
there's
man.
Three rounds. God.
Yeah. We got more to go, my friend.
I like everything that you're doing because I love the series.
You were allowed to watch this?
Barely. We had a Zoom call last night and acted out the whole experience.
You had to wake up in the middle of the night and put the VHS tape in the machine and suddenly watch it in front of the TV. Oh, wait, that was me when I was watching Kindergarten Cop one time.
No, just this derelict 80s warehouse kind of scares me. Like, do I need a password? And second, it's just the creepy old doc. Like, without...
You get molested
No, no, no. It's
yours.
Fun well, night...
Dude, Emmett Brown
not
is not
every restaurant is a trauma-inducing experience.
It's fun 1950s Doc Brown. As soon as you walk in, he puts that fucking thing on your head, and he's like, "You want table 5. And then he leads you there.
Fair
but
enough.
But I thought that
Fair
thing
enough.
Didn't work.
It does here.
Oh.
We
but the DeLorean
it.
Doesn't? What the fuck?
He didn't say that. He said you had to find out.
That's right.
Get in there.
You good? Is that your... Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
all right,
good.
Give the motherfucker a round of applause, please. And second... Yeah, everybody.
My memoirs.
Leave your address at the end of the night and we'll mail you something. Does anybody have any final thoughts from the audience before we move on that you want to say about any of these up here? Specifically how great mine was or, you know, how great Jimmy's was. Fuck everybody else.
Why are you kissing Jimmy's ass?
Sorry, what was that, Raj? Speak up. What do you
guys didn't
know?
Hear that? Raj is heavily invested in the Manitoba restaurant industry, and if we can't get money from him, we're fucked.
You don't want children to go out of a rectum slide into a toilet-shaped ball pit?
I got a 4D experience with fun, loving fairy tale characters. It's a Shrek-storant. No? All right, fine, fair enough.
The Feast and the Furious? Really? No?
Yeah.
You have a very clever name.
It is, yeah.
If you don't win this with that theme, I don't know what happened here, because I love that one.
What happened was, is somebody else was better, which is obviously what's going to happen.
More prepared, yeah.
Oh, we have a question? Yeah.
Absolutely. And all three flux capacitors work. And Doc Brown's always there to make sure that they are working. And the train? Oh, you betcha, buddy. That's in the back.
Do the servers scrape the food scraps into the Mr. Fusion?
Yeah,
That's why our restaurant is completely eco-friendly, my friends.
I was going to say, you're using banana peels from the restaurant to power the flux
capacitor. That's right. We make up for the plantonium.
Yeah, okay.
We got a little bit of that.
Nothing goes to waste it, but, back to the fryer.
Right.
All
right.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on to round
Great
two.
Question.
So this is the part where we serve you our delicacies, our food. The last time I did this, I made such an avant-garde style restaurant that I didn't serve any fucking food. So this is redemption for me. So first item on the menu, I've got Shrek's French onion soup, built in layers, obviously, just like your favorite ogre. You'll dine on this flavor-filled classic, piping hot, optional donkey to sit at tableside.
Can you give us a little bit more Scottish accent?
That's not very nice. It's just a donkey.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was actually
pretty good.
Thank you. I wish I could do the rest of it like that. Waffles a la donkey. So served savory or sweet. It's an all-day breakfast kind of thing. If you want them served savory with a fried chicken breast, dragon comes to the table, fires that fucker up for you. Cooked to perfection. Speaking of perfection, we also have Puss in Boots kitten kebabs. So Puss will come to your
kitten
table.
Kitten kebabs?
Kitten kebabs. Not kitten on the kebab. Chicken, shrimp.
You've got to change that title right away.
No. He's not.
False advertising. You can see where we got confused.
People are going to be real terrified of that one.
Yeah, I did this in the mirror.
Went from wholesome to scary right quick.
Yeah, kittens work. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always lots of them.
But here's the cool thing.
That might be the saddest food to eat.
Not enough for getting spayed and neutered. So.
Don't fuck with cats. I've seen what happens.
Yeah, no, just shit. If you come and you order the kitten kebabs, you can bring your pet from home. You can bring your own cat. And we'll serve the cat food version to your cat tableside if you want.
Not to be confused with kitten caboodle?
Not, sure, why not? We've also got Princess Fiona's Feisty Fajitas. This meal really kicks you in the face with fire-roasted prime rib and roasted peppers. Not only will this meal give your taste buds a roundhouse to your mouth, but if you're lucky, she'll stick around and show you how to proper boot to the chops. I've got gingerbread cheesecake, which if you listen to the show, you'll know that I don't exercise and I hate running around, so we've made it so that it's not as fast.
They don't have to listen to the show.
No, they don't. They should, though. Let's try. Yeah, no, whatever. I've got Sleeping Beauty pancakes, because nothing gets you out of a 100-year slumber like flapjacks. Served with a field berry medley instead of some creepy prince who kisses you without asking. And finally, I've got Lord Farquaad's mini sliders. Having issues with his own height, we made sure that he serves you something smaller than him. That's my menu.
Delicious. That was wonderful.
I cut 13 things.
I don't doubt it.
Show them what you brought. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
Show them
what
you got.
I felt like I was on fucking MasterChef. Describing this.
Describe your menu.
You're about to see why.
What's our dining experience going to be?
You're all about to see
it's
why.
It's a little bland.
Show them what you got, Mike.
What did you make there, dude?
Is that the book you plagiarized out of?
is that just a Julia Child book that you put a different cover on the front?
Is this your book?
Good.
So you wrote a book?
Yeah, I wrote a cookbook, actually. No, it's a Shrek cookbook. Goes along with the restaurant. So once you're done dining, it's a complimentary.
Some people call that cheating.
So you plagiarized your speech?
No, I inspirized.
Mm.
Okay.
Didn't make the cut. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
He didn't think of it. He's like, fuck, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. He's never seen the movie. That's why I got a cookbook. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So happy friends came.
And what was it? It was Fuquad? Is that what you said?
Fuck off.
Fuquad.
That's what it is.
Chef Fuquad.
That's my... Jimmy, would you start talking?
Okay. All right, yeah. Beautifully made menu. It's fantastic. Yeah, I got everything you need from foods to drinks. For food so far, I have on the menu here, we have Homer's Moon Waffles, served with caramels, batter, and one stick of butter, dashes of liquid smoke, as per usual. If you're feeling really fancy, we have some boiled pinchy, if you're interested. Bathtub boiled, another stick of butter, if you need one. If you want to share with the group, we have Mama Celeste's sausage pizza. If you look at it, she'll cut you. And then a classic Krusty Burger with fries. Classic, obviously spelled with a K. For drinks, we have the classic Flaming Moe, the Forget-Me-Shot, a Duff beer, some alcoholic squishies, a Rum and Buzz Cola, Absolute Krusty with lemon, a nice Malk if you feel like your bones are not brittle enough. And to top off your night, some Ned Flanders Hot Cocoa. And if you're not feeling... It's the best kind. If you're not feeling like a full
scrum-diddly-umptious.
It really is.
Howdy fucking ho. I know one line.
What if I want a FUD?
How did you... Who told you that?
My mom.
She just texted him.
That's right.
Making me look horrible, son.
And if you're... Maybe you're not feeling a full meal. Maybe you're just feeling a little peckish. We have Chippos and salsa, some pretzel wagon pretzels, and nachos... Flanders style, which are just cucumbers and cottage cheese. And that's my menu. Why don't you pass that around, Mike? Everyone can take a nice enjoy of that. Listen. When you pick something like The Simpsons, there's going to be things that have to be left on the cutting room table. And, you know, I can't pick everything. If I did, I would never stop.
The B is for bargain. 1-800-DOCTOR.
What's the extra B for?
I don't know.
That's a typo.
You've got so much cholesterol in your meals.
I feel like you really glossed over the Flaming Moe. I feel like that's not being given the...
What's in your Flaming Moe?
Oh, the Flaming Moe? Cough syrup every time by alcohol that you need.
Perfect. Right to the story.
Then the secret ingredient that makes it good, fire.
I do want to just say props again to the menu. That's awesome.
That's all Zoe. Give it up for Zoe.
Give it up for Zoe.
Way to go,
you know,
Zoe.
I just want to say it's really refreshing when somebody takes creative spirit and creates their own menu and doesn't just buy a cookbook from Chapters.
That's Zoe's cookbook, actually. I needed a fucking Launchpad McQuack. Fuck off.
That's true.
Give me credit.
She saw it's what Shrek's she done to your mom. Leave her actually. Out of this.
Shut up. I had nothing to do with this journey.
And if you're interested, there's also a secret menu where you can order three-eyed fish.
Ooh.
It's the catch of the day every day, that's is it right. not?
So can you just, like, glue an extra eye onto
them? Well, they come out of the Red River, so...
So ready to cook.
They're ready to go.
And they just kind of look like that.
It's just three-eyed catfish. Yeah.
It's got a little googly eye right in the middle.
$22 That's right. Listen. Uncle Jimmy's got to make 35. Some profit here.
Yeah, weren't you making fun of like all these like, you know, bougie restaurants that charge for like $20
Remember
bucks
that
a burger?
Later when
you
you're
guys
voting.
Go to them. You guys seem to like them, so I thought maybe you'd go, but I guess
$22
is too much for a burger.
Do I get a ticket to go to the Krusty Clown show if I order the $22 burger?
You're a grown-ass man.
A ticket for $22 fucking.
Yeah. It's fair.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you'll... let you go anyway.
The joke that keeps on giving.
I'm about to hand my mic to that dude.
Yeah. I'm about to go the fuck home.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's my menu. Anyone? No more questions? Yeah, Mark? Definitely.
I'm going to just bring her back to real life from the fantasy world here.
That's what Fast and Furious is.
Take us once around
oh,
the
you
track,
mean to
Mark.
The world where people jump cars over giant canyons
exactly.
and live?
Exactly. Where we live life a quarter mile at a time, Rob.
That's right. Family.
Phenomenal. So clearly, at my pop-up, is going to be a barbecue restaurant, right?
Ah, yeah.
Simple backyard barbecue, family-style table. We got chicken on the grill. We got ribs on the grill. We've got Coronas in hand, of course.
Sounds like the opening scene to the first movie.
And the second movie.
Strangely,
and the ninth movie. Like, the 14th movie.
I've seen this restaurant before.
As everyone knows that's watched the franchise, the first person to reach for some food has to say grace.
That's true.
Right?
Not in Tokyo Drift.
We don't talk about Tokyo
Drift. That's out
Drift.
Of the time. Nobody talks about Tokyo Drift. Yeah.
It's actually
that's
my
like
favorite
the third one.
Yeah.
That was Justin Lin's welcoming into, yeah. the, into the family.
So in addition to that, we've also got the featured tuna sandwiches with no crust, which is, for anybody that remembers, is how Brian actually met Mia.
That's correct.
At Toretto's Market originally. He came in every day.
That's
and
art.
Ordered a tuna sandwich, no crusts.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's yeah. deep, man. Right? That's yeah. a deep one. I like
wow.
that.
Can talk
I
just about get a, wasp
can
sentiment.
I just get a moment for Paul Walker, please?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
If you fuckers vote for him for that,
heartstrings.
You're all never
okay,
coming
he's
back.
He's been dead long enough. You don't have to feel obligated to vote, okay? Like, let's come
you're
on.
A fucking monster.
Having said that, having said that, I wish him the best. R.I.P. R.I.P.
He's dead.
Again, R.I.P. Wish him the best. That's the best zone, probably.
You're a fucking monster. You fucking Unabomber manifesto book.
Paul Walker's dead?
Yes, Jimmy.
No.
You gotta let Jimmy out more often, you guys.
No, man, he
Dude,
just drove away.
It's gonna be okay.
Just drove
he left
away.
Left the wife behind to raise Sorry, his family.
Let's let the man speak. Let's let wish Vin Diesel.
It's simple. I don't have three-eyed fish. I'm sorry. I live in a world where we have real food. We do have, however, a one drink special in addition to Coronas.
What
we
is
have
it?
Luda juice, which is made with and featured Terramana tequila by The Rock. Is, yeah. Yes, right?
Nice.
Is
well
he
played.
Featured
did not approve that.
In the Luda juice?
No, he didn't.
The Rock is dead to me. He's not going to be in the next
Vin
sequel.
Vin and The Rock are not. They did not approve that.
Do they? Are they allowed to come to the restaurant at the same time? Are they,
no, actually, no. That completely different pop-ups in different parts of town.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So it's simple. That's all it is. It's literally a pop-up backyard barbecue, family table, family style. I'm just going to say family over and over again.
Is there baby oil?
Yes.
Are they cooking burgers like on like engine blocks? Like that would be like a cool grill.
Yeah, I think that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
I think so. Like, I mean,
pop the hood and
cooking
throw
with nitro.
Do
you want your
nice.
Meal right now?
That's the novelty.
Nitrous spam.
Who's ready for nitro burgers?
Steak? Yeah. Your burger's done in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, you want your burger? Oh, what's that? Right now?
You
cool.
want not?
Bam! Boom. It's on fire, but it's delicious.
9 seconds flat. We'll cook those burgers.
Yeah.
You hit it too soon, kid. Anyways, that's it. It's short, simple, sweet. I'm sorry, I can't
it's
make
about the family.
Shit up.
Family.
Yeah, no, it's about the
family.
Experience.
Family.
It's not about the food.
Like you guys.
Family.
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 Boo.
Don't clap for that.
Don't clap for that. Family.
Don't clap
that.
For Wish Vin Diesel.
Anybody Sorry. In the crowd? Anybody in the back? Anybody for Vin Diesel? No? All right, Emily, go.
Is Vin Diesel here?
Well, okay, so we're at our Lion King-themed restaurant here. Obviously, this is a movie about violent apex predators. So feeding
what
humans...
What Lion King did you watch?
Humans feeding humans is no problem.
Mine had sex in the fucking fluff.
Your Lion King movie had sex?
You mean clouds?
The clouds, sorry. Yeah, I didn't see this movie either.
Oh, this is the same conspiracy as
yeah,
Lion
you haven't
the
seen, you haven't the seen the Lion King.
I've been waiting to derail
Mike's
our
only
argument.
Seen the new one, like the real like animated one, not like the really yeah. good one.
Yikes.
I
sure
know.
We're a lot of sky fluffs out in the sky today.
Sex in the fluff.
Anyways, Emily, it's for
anyway, so originally I thought when we like opened the doors to these restaurants, we thought we'd give the kids the real like predator experience. So we were thinking like maybe a slightly enclosed like chicken coop and kids could like run after, tackle, subdue their own dinner.
I would argue that Mike's is the ultimate predator experience, actually.
I wish
I
they
know,
were why can't they take
yeah, yeah, don't take away from
arrow.
My joy.
I didn't know about Mike's childhood trauma when I thought about a predator in this restaurant, to be fair.
The to catch a predator experience.
Had to use a mousetrap for that predator.
However, I played that thought process through and then realized that afterwards we might be dealing with like several surprising
lawsuits,
death of family pets.
We haven't mentioned
like
the Catholic Church yet, so there can't be that many lawsuits.
You know, leading child psychologists don't necessarily agree that one really fun murderish event as a child won't lead to more. So we thought we'd leave that. Instead, we decided to, we've got our Hakuna Matata buffet. So a little bit, something for everybody, right? It's the savannah, a little bit,
grubs.
Circle of life. It means no worries until you develop childhood diabetes and high blood pressure.
Really? Is that because people are like, I think this tuna went bad. No worries. Don't
no
worry.
Worries.
About it.
Yeah, it means no worries.
No worries.
Can I have
why is there flies in my food? No worries.
Can
don't
I have a fourth helping? It. No worries. No worries. No worries.
Hakuna Matata, bitch.
Exactly. So we've got, you know, antelope steaks and zebra burgers and all of the things that you'd expect. And it's not actually lion. It's just that everything tastes like chicken. So we also offer breakfast. So if you want to come in, we can offer you one, a Timon and Pumbaa. We'll cook you their very special Hakuna frittata. But
hold on, everybody! You guys clap for that.
Yeah, yeah. No, give her that. That's a fucking Jesus. Pun.
There was a dad sitting next to me. That's dad jokes.
My
you know,
God,
dad jokes. So Hakuna Matata. But again, it only works. It only is available till 11. Because after 11, it means no breakfast for the rest of your day. if all of this seems like it's a bit much for you, and you need a drink to go along with it, we actually offer you. Our Zazu, no, sorry, not Zazu, our Rafiki cocktail. So it's nice and light and bubbly, but if you drink too many of them, you might feel like you've been hit over the head with a stick, and it will remind you that the past can hurt. Oh, my goodness. We also, if buying food is a little bit out of your budget, we offer our hyena hour, which is the last hour of every day right before close. You can come and scavenge off of everybody's plates, whatever's been left behind. We do
Charles is like, sign me up.
Yeah. Honey, there's bread on this table.
You know your Winnipeg crowd, Missy.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone's always looking for a good deal.
Yeah, you don't have to sneak into the dish pit anymore.
You don't
and, like,
have to
steal.
Sneak in. No. We
eating off
the
plates and go back to the set.
We know this is also a crowd that loves humor, so we usually have stand-up comedy around the same time. So we've got laughter, we've got scavenging, everything for hyenas. It's also when the DSCS meets, which is the Disgruntled Start a Coup group. So often they come in and start thinking about how they're going to take over from the diners who actually can't afford to eat. And so there's that as well. Come for the scavenging, stay for the political uprising.
Nice.
Be prepared.
It's got some zing all over it. I love it. I love it.
JTT.
Yeah, JTT. Go ahead.
I want to say you guys made awesome, but a segue, the Toronto Maple Leafs just lost.
Yeah! That's great news.
Thank you, Cam, for the update. I appreciate it. I thought there was more Maple Leafs fans in the room, though. All right, fair enough.
They're, Maple Leafs are
I
like...
was taping the game.
Aww.
Thanks, Cam.
Yeah, way to go, Cam.
Cam, I'm going to remember this.
You don't know how they lost. You could still watch
the Maple
it.
Leafs are like, they're the highest grossing franchise in hockey, but they're like Nickelback. Like, they're from Canada. Somebody loves them because they make a lot of money, but just nobody's admitting it. Nobody's admitting it.
Let's burn it to the ground. Their music is designed for strippers.
Yeah.
And Danko Jones.
Rob, why don't you...
All right. So I'm up. So as I mentioned earlier, my restaurant, Uncle Fucka's, is a wholesome place for your family to chow down on school cafeteria-inspired food. So, of course, that is an assortment of deep-fried foods, pizza pops, mac and cheese... But the key specialty on the menu is chocolate salty balls. And of course, you can meet our executive chef, and
oh,
he will,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, for those of you that are truly, truly hungry, we have a special item on our menu, and it's called Cartman's Slop Trough. And they literally bring you a slop trough to the table, and you are allowed to eat disgustingly out of it, like Cartman, and they will continue to feed food into it continuously over and over.
Like the Royal Fork Buffet.
Or the Hakuna Matata Buffet.
Precisely, but you don't actually have to go up. You don't have to deal with sneeze guards, those kind of things.
Well, yeah, right? But Royal Fork Buffet, rest in peace.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No, I thought they were going
to
make it.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to Yee's.
Did he
thought that place was going to survive?
In 5 minutes, did you just find out Paul Walker and the Royal Fork Buffet are dead?
It's a hard day.
Like, your reality
is smell.
He's
drink.
Just like...
And took the Royal Fork worse?
Not the fork! Roxy Lane's is closed, too. We're all having a bad time. Oh, you guys don't like bowling? Whatever. Keep going, Rob.
That's it. That's all I got. All
right.
I don't have like an accoutrement of different ingredients that go. It's basically like, what kind of pizza pops you like? Do you like the cheese, or do you like the one with like, you know, baby foreskin and pepperoni in it?
So you're saying you didn't have a cookbook, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I didn't have a cookbook.
Right. What, yeah.
Oh, we got one.
I don't know. What would he do?
If he
he'd
was
make
here
a plan
today.
And he'd follow through.
That's right.
That's what Brian Bertano do.
You know, I was worried when you were talking about food, but it went okay.
You can still do it, they'll forget.
What
is it my turn?
Something to say about that after, clearly.
Is it?
Yeah, you're up, dude.
I'm up. Yeah. You're up, kid.
You're up.
Okay. Back to the Future, everybody. All right. Let's look at this menu. We got everything, but I'm just going to talk about some of the highlights. So our signature is our Marty McFly fries. That's our signature dish. And what's great about them is that a portion
you,
of
listen,
all...
Listen, Charles. Marty McFries was right in front of you, and you didn't take it.
Damn it.
Just right there.
Low-hanging fucking fruit.
What? What do you want from me, man? What do you want? What do
Pay
you want?
Pay the fuck attention.
Let me finish. How dare you all? I give you your time. I give you your time.
Is there going to be a pun on
Marty
Klein?
McFly fries, okay? Signature goddamn thing. A portion of the profits of all the goddamn fries sold go to saving the clock tower, okay?
Not Parkinson's?
No, because I don't
Touché.
Suck. No, because I'm not a piece of shit, Michael.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to fuck the clock
How
tower...
How dare you? Let me finish. How dare you?
Okay, let's move past
the
Michael's negativity
here. Want the clock tower fixed.
Okay, another signature, Johnny B. Good Burgers, gourmet burgers, Doc Brown dogs. So it's gourmet hot dogs with brown mustard, signature housemade
okay,
brown
you're
mustard.
Okay, you're not eating Einstein, though, right? I just
want to... No. Okay, they're good. Actual hot dogs. Hot dogs, okay. Made from, like, the ends of the raccoon, like the Simpsons graphic. You got Slacker Jacks, so that's all-day pancakes.
You're a slacker.
There is, so as I mentioned, because there's Einstein's pet-friendly section, there is a pet-friendly menu, or you can bring in your own pet food, because I know that animals can have very fidgety diets. So.
Is this the same as the kitty kebabs, or like, are we...
No, we're not serving the animals. We're saying the animals can bring what they would eat.
All right. Yeah, puss doesn't
Hope
come
to God
out with, like,
none of them eat kitties.
Puss isn't missing a paw. Like when he
Another
comes
great
table.
Thing that we offer is Pizza Hut. Instant pizzas, and they're all cooked at 1.21 gigawatts, so they're
I love it.
Instant. They're instant. They're cooked well. We do have a vegetarian menu. It is called Make Like a Tree. And get out. No, just Make Like a Tree. You can supersize anything. You just say Biff it, and we'll supersize it. And then in honor of Biff, the signature dessert is a mud pie. There's bottomless chocolate milk. Plutonium
nice.
Is our signature cocktail. We won't tell you what is in it. Just order it. And we do offer chicken. You just have to be very careful how you ask for it.
What if
don't
I want
call me
tab.
A No one calls me a chicken.
Yeah, you just got to be careful with how you say it. Just be careful. It's touchy sometimes, but we do have it. We do have it.
What,
yeah,
what if I want a range? Tab? There's no tab?
No. We don't do that.
That was.
You pay up front. Second. It's an experience. You pay ahead.
You didn't mention any...
You didn't mention any uncomfortable sexual tension between you and your mother. Sort of like Mike and his mom here tonight.
Give it up for Charles's mom.
Our restaurant. So
it
our
was
restaurant
the mouse
offers.
That molested me, not my mother. There's a huge difference in this story.
It's funny you mention that. When you're checking in with Doc at the beginning, the mothers have a right to be like, I don't want to sit anywhere near my children. And he will do that, especially the sons. Like, there is a sons-only section. We try to separate it. It's weird, right? We just, yeah.
Smoking, non-smoking?
Yeah, you know, if you say Calvin Klein, we know, yeah, separate them.
That's the safe word, yeah. Calvin Klein?
Calvin Klein. You say Calvin Klein, we're like, separate them. Get them out.
Is that it?
Great Scott. Yeah, it is.
Okay. As much as we gave you shit, you totally made up for it. Like, just McFry's. Well done. Well done.
I was really hoping for Western-inspired foods, but I guess that wasn't going
to
happen.
No, we didn't get, we don't acknowledge that. We don't.
No. Nothing out of three, right? Nothing out of three? No, Back to the Future 3.
We got the saloon, so whatever was in the saloon, I guess whiskey.
I choose you.
I choose you.
Oh, I know that one.
Are we bleeding over now?
I know that one.
Wow, he knew one Simpsons comment that we made tonight, and we've all made like 20.
Whatever, you win some, you lose some. All right, so how are we going to get you
round three?
Round three, yes, thank you. How are we going to get you in the restaurant? How are we going to advertise? How are we going to go on social media? Are we going to stand outside with a sandwich board? Like, what is the method of convincing you find people to?
How are you going
to
get Raj to give you money?
Exactly, that's the end game of this.
Give me your elevator pitch.
All right, so considering this is, and I believe Charles, you said earlier, where's Mike Myers? Well,
yes,
here he is.
Correct. Yes.
Considering Shrek is his brainchild, and he owns the IP rights to it, and all of his characters, I've decided to call on all of the other characters that Mike Myers has played and do like 30-second ad spots from the restaurant floor. So we've got Fat
Bastard.
Yeah,
baby.
We've got Fat Bastard who comes down and he's like, Fat Bastard's having a better time than anywhere else.
Is it fat or skinny Fat Bastard?
It's fat Bastard. It's
okay.
It's not floppy skin Bastard. He says stuff like,
it was actually vagina neck.
It was.
He'll stand there and say stuff like, this is better than my baby back ribs, stuff like that. Then you've got Wayne from Wayne's World coming down, where he's
party
like, this place doesn't blow chunks. Shaw, right?
Shaw.
We've got a stand-up comedy night hosted by the Three Blind Mice with half-price Three Blind Mice melts. We've got Gruyere Old Cheddar and Smoked Gouda, and you get a free pair of shades with every purchase. Half-price wine and mead nights. Bobbing for apples with Snow White with the chance to make a non-poisoned apple pie. All-you-can-eat gingerbread men. The first person to eat all 50 without hearing him say, eat me, wins a $100 gift card. Open mic night with the Three Little Pigs. Spoken word, poetry jams, art galleries. These squeakers can handle it all. And they also offer their Three Little Pig sausage rolls. And then seniors hour from 3 to 5. And Happy Ever After Hour from 6 to 8.
Wow.
Those are my promotions.
Right on.
Excellent promotions.
All right.
I'm not going to say you're racist.
That's a good start.
I kind of feel
recording.
Like you went to an actual restaurant, took their plan of promotions for the week, and just made them yours.
But I have to speak up on behalf of Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
All right, Donkey, go ahead.
We heard all Mike Myers. Clearly.
No Haunted Mansion.
Not one single daddy
daycare. No Eddie Murphy Raw. No Eddie Murphy Delirious. Nothing, right?
No Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, where's the red leather suit?
Back in 1989, I think.
Older,
86?
84.
It's like your restaurant isn't even Beverly Hills Cop themed.
No, I don't have a banana in the tailpipe.
How come?
Thank you.
I can't remember if you said, but karaoke night? Do you guys have a karaoke?
No, I had a well, you could.
Oh, yeah, you could now?
Yeah.
So you did it.
Well,
wasted opportunity.
Sure, McFry.
That's fair.
Love you.
The slam poetry was, he was just riding the Mike Myers train.
Man. I feel like some of the kids might be pissed when they see, like, Wayne and they're here for Shrek.
Well, yeah, no,
or
he's
for
doing
Garth.
Ads. He's, I get what you're Touché. Saying. He's doing ad spots, right? So it's friends of friends.
Gotcha.
You know, like when you tell two people and then they tell two people, these are the two people that just accidentally right. got told.
What about coffee talk?
And sprockets? Shall we dance? No, yeah. I didn't. I stretched, but I didn't. Yeah.
They Shrek it forward.
Yeah, you need to stretch when you're up on stage.
I need to Shrek. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. So, Jimmy.
Okay. I have in my hands the most effective advertising strategy in the history of advertising ever.
Free money.
Listen, do you guys remember when you'd be watching Bar Rescue on Spike TV? Do you remember that?
Spike TV.
But you remember seeing the ads for Bar Rescue while watching Bar Rescue on Spike TV, don't you? Yeah, so that's my
plan. I love that you're getting nods. That's amazing.
It's why are they advertising their own show on their own channel while I'm watching the show already?
That's kind of like Stack TV now.
It's 100% like Stack TV.
I've already bought it. Now, this is effective for me, and it's the only way. Listen, that's how effective it is. You're already watching Bar Rescue. The ad's working without it even working. Do you understand? This is going so deeper than any of us could ever really think.
Advertising inception.
That's right. Think about it. It's going to be running during ads while you're already at, what did I call it? Uncle Jimmy's Family Feedbag? I'm going to have TVs with my own ads on it the whole time.
Like when I go to take a piss, it's just going to be constant ads in front of your...
You know it, brother.
All right. Wow, I just never want to go home. I want to eat and live here now all of a sudden.
That's right. You do.
I do.
That's my ads, yeah.
You know what? I really would have preferred kind of like a Gabbo-style advertising campaign.
You know you got me there.
Yeah.
Let's just forget it, though, I think. Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Everybody in Springfield is an SOB.
Now, I've gone the other direction.
Okay.
Where the best advertising is not advertising. Right?
Elaborate.
Raj, are you out there?
So you just, because it's only your family that comes?
Just correct me if I'm wrong. When I go to like a nice restaurant, I'm sitting at a chef's table.
You're standing.
Like, everybody have that experience? Do they like advertise that? No, that's not like a special experience, right? Mike, one of your favorite restaurants, Sous Sol.
Agree.
How much do they advertise, Mike?
They're also...
They're fucking so Dorsey's Vandalay Industries.
Exactly. When you
for
know,
the Seinfeld fans.
Mike, I believe your lovely Shauna out there threw a birthday party.
She did.
Yes. At a speakeasy.
She did.
That we entered through a broom closet.
We did.
This is my plan. It is the best not known secret, and you have to know somebody to get a seat at the table.
And then he sits down.
drop it. Yeah, there you go. It's not my mic.
We only rented these.
Now, this seems like a very elitist place. It's not really for the everyman, is it?
I don't want to... Hey.
They know, hey, they... Clearly, they're the first table.
I don't want to call you a stereotype. But, I mean, there's other people out there from different classes that I'm sure would love to experience this. Why are you being so highfalutin about it?
They're not part of his family.
That's not like the best up there. Wait.
I didn't say anything.
This closed broom
closet.
Have
you seen my friends?
they're all actually here for me.
They're clearly not high class.
They're totally not.
I don't know.
But they are family.
They all wear fucking Crocs.
They are family.
It doesn't seem like the Vin Diesel way.
Yeah, but it's the wish Vin Diesel's way.
Yeah, right. John Gasoline.
John Gasoline? Mark, I don't think you're living that one down.
I love you like a third child, Jimmy.
There's levels.
All right, Emily.
All right. You know, I kind of agree with the concept of not needing to advertise. Once everyone who was a child in the 90s and experienced The Lion King, it gets wind of this, we're all going to be like rushing to it like faster than a herd of wildebeest. We're on our way. Despite that, we all know that every restaurant needs their special thing, their pizzazz, their sparkle. But luckily for me, and really unluckily for the rest of the people sitting at this table, we have the most pizzazzy, sparkly person built right into our marketing options.
Scarf.
Sir Elton John. Mass marketable like crazy. Everybody loves them. So we've got, you know, commercials, dinner music, live productions in theater. Sir Elton John is there for all of it because this really is the circle of life, and it's, you know, his place, his time to shine.
I thought Elton John was busy managing Leopold.
Never too busy. Too busy to come out and do a performance. When he is too busy, though, it's no problem because all of us remember, of course, that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was part of The Lion King. Yeah, exactly.
Gonna be a money king.
So those of us 30-somethings
who
are...
The hottest 5'4" guy ever.
Those of us wanting to relive our sexual awakening, us 30-something ladies.
I think Tom is 5'6".
And the good news is JTT isn't doing anything else, so he's going to do it for free.
JTT. There's no home improvement reboot?
I gave him a call, actually, and he was just so happy his phone rang. He didn't even ask who I was.
I'll
be there.
I didn't tell him
I'll pay for my own flight.
I didn't tell him it was a fake restaurant, though, so I hope that...
Just pay me in meals.
That I'm too much. But of course, we can't possibly let ourselves have this restaurant without having a Father's Day special. So kids can bring in their dads if you've got them and have a day full of meaningful life lessons, you know, abusing your staff with practical jokes.
Do you serve PTSD for dessert?
You learn the ins and outs of some like vaguely like, I don't know, religious succession of kings with your father on Father's Day. But if you don't have your kids, no problem. We will assign you a happy-go-lucky duo for, you know, comedic relief. They'll be your sidekicks. They'll help you forget your sadness of losing your parents. They'll teach you to fend for yourself and how to never, ever process grief.
Come for the food, stay for the mental
trauma
health.
In a meaningful way and just help you forget everything.
Like, this is your encouragement to keep people in the fucking door?
It's our Father's Day special.
And my restaurant's for elitists?
What are you talking about? You can have a dad or not have a dad, and we're here for you both ways.
There's seating for that.
I'll issue you a dad.
No, we'll issue you a pair of happy-go-lucky sidekicks.
Well, we don't serve that.
That help you never, ever face your problems.
Chick-fil-A.
Anyway, come on down to the watering hole where everything is on the menu and one watering hole in the Savannah will promise you that you are not.
This is going to leave a lot of scars.
That's what I was going to say. We can't have uncles because there's too many scars.
What's the pun count at? We're an hour in. What are we at? Like 20?
71.
Fratricidal uncles only.
All right, Rob.
All right. So the only...
A round of applause for her. Thank you for being such a good crowd.
Thank you for clapping for me when everyone else reminds you to.
I need a dad to get through the rest of this night. You got one?
Yeah, if only I had some sidekicks.
Go on, Rob.
All right. So, at Uncle Fuck-Us, we have one advertising thing, and that is a fucking jingle that everybody loves. Now, I am not a very good singer.
No shit.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, we know.
We got a performance here.
Let him sing it. Let him sing it.
I do have a jingle that I wrote on my piece of paper here. Stuff your fucking face at Uncle Fuckers. You'll have a fun with the fam at Uncle Fuckers. You belong at Uncle Fuckers. Yes, it's true. Nobody face fucks food quite like you. Stuff your fucking face at Uncle Fuckers. You're the one that face fucks food at Uncle Fuckers. You don't just work and smoke your bong. You just come and eat here all day long. Uncle Fuckers. Okay. Now, I have one final parting question or statement, and that is, what would Brian Boitano do? Vote for me!
We got a question. Question.
Do it for the gram!
No.
One more time.
We know the words now, so we can do backup.
Yeah, we can all sing along.
Stuff your fucking face at Uncle Fuckers. You'll have fun with your fam at the Uncle Fuckers. You belong at Uncle Fuckers. Yes, it's true. Nobody face fucks food quite like you. Stuff your face at Uncle Fuckers. You're not the one that face fucks food at Uncle Fuckers. You don't just work and smoke your bong. You come here and eat here all day long. Uncle Fuckers.
Okay.
One beautiful. More time.
Can you auto-tune? Auto-tune is Mike. Let's hear that version.
Without the mic?
Acapella.
Acapella, baby. Well done. Yeah. All right.
That's it.
That's it.
I would do
all
a
right.
drop. I would do a mic drop, but we rented these.
Charles?
Yeah, so this is going to suck because that was great. So, back to the future. So I kind of took a page out of the I think it sells itself. So there is the restaurant's actually going to be launching at the release of the all-new electric DeLorean that is actually happening. That's a real thing they're doing. Yeah, they're bringing the DeLorean back. And it's electric again. Great.
So no flux capacitor?
So I'm looking into it, but I'm hoping the designer throws that bad boy somewhere
How
in it.
How fucking awesome would
right,
that be?
Like when you turn it on, it should just load up or whatever it does because it's electric and it's the flux capacitor.
Take
right?
that, Tesla.
Right? So we're trying. We're
so
trying.
Elon, do you have a flux capacitor?
No.
So yeah, you can if you want to see the all new DeLorean, you can come to the restaurant. You get to see it. Maybe they'll let you sit in it. I don't know yet.
Can I come down and go back in time and win this?
Nope, you lose every time.
If you have a jingle, if you have a jingle,
can I go back in time and write a song?
We're gonna go old school with the promotion, so I'm gonna hand out Save the Clock Tower like flyers around and stuff like that, and it'll have a link or a QR, whatever the kids do, and then it takes you. To a website, and the website has all the information and shit. The 80s Cafe, or Cafe 80s, will have an Instagram, and it'll be weird videos from Ronald Reagan and creepy Michael Jackson, but promoting the restaurant. We'll just have DeLoreans driving around the city, you know, those three that I mentioned. The train one will be around somewhere, you know, and people will hopefully be like, let's fucking follow it, and it'll take you there.
I feel like all your budget was spent on these DeLoreans.
Yeah, everything.
Like, does the food actually taste good?
It's the best. It's the best you've ever had.
Like, I feel that you've just got TV dinners that you're reheating in the back.
No, everything's
well,
good.
Like, TV
it's all,
dinner pizza. When it's pizzas.
When anything's cooked at 1.21 gigawatts, you know it's delicious. So
it's basically beef jerky.
Yeah. Out, like, glowing green.
Different flavored beef jerky. We're just going to send out things that say, like, time travelers wanted. What does that mean? I don't know. Maybe Instagram?
Safety
An
not guaranteed.
Email. We'll get emails, you know? Doc Brown internship. It'll be like, what the hell is this? And you click the website, whatever the kids do. Bam, website again. There you go to the restaurant. Bam. That's it. Sells itself.
Man.
I had the same jingle, but he did it before me, so it wouldn't make sense to do it now. So...
Yeah. One more time.
One more time.
You want him to talk about DeLoreans again?
Again. Dope. That's the debate.
That's the debate.
That's round three.
That's round three. I like it.
So now we have to find, now we just need a solid method of voting.
The applaudometer, obviously.
The applaudometer.
The applaudometer. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
the applaudometer.
So
I'll do it.
No, oh, yeah.
It's very scientific.
Questions?
Yeah. Oh, it's all science. Yeah.
Are there any follow-up questions before we decide a winner? Anything you're just dying to know?
Come up to the microphone and say something.
Stare us right in our eyes.
Come on down.
I would encourage you to come up and pick apart Michael's.
If you don't feel comfortable in the microphone,
you tell
screen.
Us why you're here.
Oh, we got one.
For us.
We got a hot mic.
Excellent.
All of you.
Hello. What's your name? What's your question?
So, first of all, I'm
sorry, what was your name?
What's your name?
My name is Josh. He, him. And I'm here right now.
What's your shoe size?
Straight up, 12 to 13. Anything, I'm not investing in any of this. But my question is, does everyone here know that it's Mark's birthday?
It may or may
Rush.
Not.
Hey, Raj. Fuck you.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of fixing the votes there.
Hold yeah, on. No. Doug, what do you want to say?
I have a question. Actually, more of an idea for the Back to the Future, which is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
What if all the servers' one? Names were not the third one?
No.
Which was just the same movie for the third time. They're like, let's do it in the Old West. Why not?
I can't tell.
Sure.
It was Michael J. Fox being like,
Biff
I have
is
rage.
More accurate.
I can do
okay.
Irish.
Yeah.
Is that your question?
What if all the servers' names were Scott and then so they can only do a great job?
Great! Great, Scott.
Great, Scott.
Great.
Great job, Scott. Scott.
Yeah. Great, Scott.
Give it up for Doug, yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Well done,
that sounds
sir.
Great, Scott.
Well done.
You know.
Let's make this restaurant.
Oh, we got another question.
Oh, we got another one. Okay, all right. What's up? What's your name?
A
Where are you from?
Question.
What's your name?
My name is Devin. I'm from down the corner.
Hi, Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Devin down the corner.
How are you guys feeling up there on Pride Rock?
Oh! Zing.
Yeah, you know, does it work? Do we feel just slightly more important than everybody else? No. Damn it.
Someday.
Any. Oh.
Plant.
Okay, so you did a jingle, but I'm quite sure that Mo had a jingle for his restaurant for the fries.
Oh, fuck.
So I think you need to sing your version.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Feedback.
Oh, where's your version? I would also like to see a dance with it.
I want choreography.
I can only do the worm
stuff
backwards.
Your face at Uncle Fuckers. Where's your jingle, Jimmy?
These are happy Uncle Mo's birthday fries. Eat them now. Here they are in front of you right now.
That'll do.
Ow!
Please take the basket off my head, kid. These fries are really hot.
Yeah. Can we get a order of fries in a wire basket so he can enact that out, please?
Oh, we got a question.
Oh, we got another.
Yes, this handsome gentleman in the front here.
Hi, I'm Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
I didn't hear much about Scar as far as your restaurant, and what's Scar's role in your restaurant, please?
Come on.
He's my favorite character.
You know what? He is a really good character, maybe slightly problematic. We did talk about how as a birthday party, you can bring your fratricidal uncle for his birthday party to... But Scar has left us all a little bit... with a few scars, to say the least. But, you know, everyone's welcome. And we know that, try as we might, we can't keep him out of Hyena Happy Hour. He's always showing up to Rebel Rouse, so...
You ironed that out very well.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you Oh, hello.
Hello, I have many questions.
Oh, many boy. Questions.
Many.
We'll start with the Back to the Future.
What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. You missed the part where... You
speaking
know,
of the shake, mic, speaking of the mic, sorry.
Speaking of the mic.
You could use the shakes for the Parkinson's, you know?
Oh, a Parkinson's
shake.
Oh, no.
That's the biggest mistake since Disney casted Michael J. Fox and Zorro.
That's my favorite criticism so far is no Parkinson's jokes. Like, it's been my favorite thing, yeah.
It was a missed opportunity.
It definitely was. Definitely
yeah, way to go, Charles. You were dark as
I actually up. Want Michael J. to come. That's the thing.
Well, you just give it to Marty and he starts to shake.
He missed McFries.
True, true.
Mike, you did miss. You could have brought Cameron Diaz in because she's not doing anything else.
That's true. You didn't do it.
Yeah, I forgot my angel. Charlie's angel, not mine.
Didn't she retire, though?
You're like a
did
Bosley.
She? I'm a Bosley?
Retired.
I'm a creepy dude.
Do they ever retired?
You remind
me
of Bosley.
Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas retired?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, well,
I'm just going to leave acting. Nailed, no, nobody wants you.
I nailed Fiona. I included Princess Fiona.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Dig him green. I included Princess Fiona, but yeah, I didn't use Cameron Diaz to the full extent.
I mean, she could be the host.
Yeah. Very, yeah, that's better than Mirror.
Cheap.
Actually. You are, yeah.
Like free.
Cheap. She hasn't worked in a while. That phone's not ringing.
So are you pointing out he's sexist and racist? Yes. Just to clarify, okay, yes. Good. Excellent.
How does it always go there?
Sexist and racist.
And then last, so it's...
Smash the patriarchy!
Hang on, guys.
Then we got Hakuna Matata. Can we get Pumbaa as like a meal? Is that a thing? Is that available?
Pumbaa as a meal, so
Pumbaa platter.
Yeah, because we know that Pumbaa can be well used as bait, right? Because what do you dress and drag and do the hula?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're hungry for a hunk of fat and juicy meat, eat my buddy Pumbaa here because he is a treat. Come on down and dine on this something swine. All you got to do is get in line.
Pumbaa. All right.
Thank you.
Cameron's
back. Cameron's back.
Support.
That's really nice.
Make sure,
talking to the mic.
I'm thinking. Use mic control.
Say your name one more time.
I'm thinking about Mark Cowell's choice of a Fast and the Furious franchise, and I just want to make sure you guys literally had a choice of any movie or TV franchise in the history of the
cinema,
fucking world.
Wide open.
Cinema.
Of the world.
Yep.
And you chose.
Feast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious. Go.
You're right. You know what? Like, we all have choices in life, like picking friends.
Low-hanging fruit.
Some of us chose
sometimes
to wear that
we
hat
make
tonight.
Mistakes.
You guys
we
know
make
each
mistakes.
Other? True.
Thank you, Cameron.
Mistakes like calling your rally race wars.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning is winning.
You know, I think my favorite part of that whole thing is that Doug had to come up and give emotional support to Cam asking that question.
He's just lost. The Leafs lost, so he's lost. He's just
You know what? I actually have a marker if you want to write Team Emily on the back of your Team Mark poster.
Yeah, hang on.
So, you know, if you're feeling like you want
to
flip.
Well, you know what? You raise a good point. I think it's time for these people to decide which one of us understood the assignment best.
So why don't we do this? Say. Why don't we get the bartender to be the gauge on how loud the crowd is because they're at the back of the room.
Yep.
And each one of us will stand up
and
the crowd will yell and whoever has the loudest applause will be declared
okay,
the winner.
Okay, but consent
is... So where do you
want
to eat? What dining
consent is important. So can we get a thumbs up? All right. We got a thumbs up from the bartender.
So it's basically, where do you want to dine is essentially what you're voting. Where would you dine?
Where would you go?
What experience?
That's your decision, everybody. Which one of these?
I mean, where would you go? Who had the best thing? Who was awesome? Who had a fucking jingle?
You took
ABC,
my jingle,
baby.
Man.
ABC.
All right, so we'll start down here with me. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to come to the Shrek's by a round of applause?
Pause.
Do you want to come?
You know, that
my
was...
My iteration is, do you want to come?
Do
to my
you
restaurant?
Want to come?
Weird pause.
I got one question for you.
There are two
you
questions
come?
In there. Now, Jimmy, do you guys want to go to Jimmy's restaurant?
We've already. Okay.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Vin.
The Feast of the Furious.
I don't have an audience. I have family.
Now, I just want to say something. Now, can we redo that, but you pretend that it's not Mark's birthday?
Take it out of the equation completely.
What's super awkward is it's my birthday too, actually, so. Fuck.
Emily, take a stand.
Any vote, really.
Who wants to go to the Lion King theme restaurant, ladies and gentlemen?
Ooh, that's close. That's close.
Who wants to eat Uncle Fuckers?
And who wants
to come?
Who doesn't want to eat at Back to the Future 3? And the appropriate question.
All right, all right. So a hush falls on the crowd. Bartender, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
No.
Sorry, hang on. I can't
They're
hear.
Not voting for you.
Okay, okay. So between these two? All right, perfect. So we'll do one more. We'll have a cheer off at this point, okay?
Oh, so that's like me and Charles, right? Oh, wait, middle. Sorry.
All right, so
if you guys think Mark won, cheer now.
Yeah, wish me Diesel.
Okay, and if you guys think Emily won, cheer now. Okay.
Back of the.
There was Mark
Drummond.
Is it Mark? It's Mark.
It's Mark.
Mark
Cowell. We can sing happy birthday now, I think.
We can sing happy birthday now on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, wish Vin Diesel.
Johnny Gasoline.
Johnny
Happy
Gasoline.
Happy birthday to you.
Any parting words?
On an evening filled with... on an evening filled with harassment and jokes, I am truly humbled. Thank you.
You want to give him some stuff now?
That was very. We have stuff to give
away.
Yeah,
we got stuff for you guys. Came out, so we've got stuff for you. So
we're giving out free shit.
We're giving out free shit.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming out and supporting the show. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah. First of all, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Can you tell us, Mike, where our free shit is from?
Yeah, we're actually
gift cards for Aldo.
We are officially actually, we're sponsored tonight by Landmark Theaters. Exactly. Yeah.
I love those seats.
The recliners. Yeah.
That's what we love.
Yeah. That's why we go there. We do a lot. Me and Jimmy will do our preview reviews in the parking lot where we will watch the movie and we'll preview it before we go in. We spend a lot of time there. So I went and asked their new general manager Angus if he would take a risk on us, and I hope he doesn't listen to this because.
It was like a bad idea, man. You kids are here every day. You seem like good kids.
Yeah. So he gave us a bunch of gift cards, and I have a bunch of gift cards from another event. So we've got two $25 gift cards.
But you're gonna have to earn them.
You're gonna have to earn them. Exactly. I got two.
Who likes dancing?
Fight to the death.
Lock the doors. Here we go.
Thunderdome, bitches.
Red light. Green light.
Red light again.
No.
So there's two $25 gift cards and then a bunch of single general admissions. So for the 20,
who here is alone?
Yeah, who's alone here tonight? By yourself,
all right.
Single. All right.
These are for you.
Okay.
Also, not for long. Keep your hands up and find each other.
Aww. Nice.
Well, you're like a Cupid.
It's love.
I've just been reminded that Mark's lovely partner in crime, Chrissy, brought cake for everybody.
Wow.
So the next
More
time
will
you're
come
in
if
your.
They think they'll be punching Pat.
The next time you guys are in your phone and you're like, what podcast should I subscribe to? Subscribe to the one that gave you motherfucking cake. That's not a thing in the industry.
Every subscription will save the clock tower, people.
You know, it really should be a thing. Everyone should just give free cake out all the time. Yeah.
I'm down. It's a low cost
item. Is there money in this cake?
It's not the cake from Under Siege.
Come on, Rob. It's not your childhood.
Anyways, okay. So who wants to take
the
a crack?
Nickels wrapped in parchment paper shoved into the cake.
Who wants to take... Shh. Guys, who wants to take a crack at a general admission right off the hop? You got to come up, stand in front of that microphone, and we'll play a game with you. First person up here. Come on.
You have to say admission.
Who likes to play games?
Come on up. Come on up.
Yeah.
This guy parties.
This guy fucking parties hardcore.
Our seventh debater today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll start up.
This guy does a rusty trombone every week.
Weekly.
He's getting out of control.
All right, bud. You ready?
No, but
I'm going to pronounce this wrong, too. I know it. Catty Heron is a
Katie.
Katie! See what I mean? Told you.
Was this Mean Girls?
What the fuck? You know that's my favorite movie. Yes.
Well,
she's so fetch.
That one's done.
I did not know that answer.
I don't know who that person was.
Yeah, hang on. Everybody, all right, bring it down. Bring it down.
You're breaking someone's brain, Michael.
Boo this man.
Looks like somebody got a boyfriend on Wish.
As his partner, I have to say the answer. I'm sorry. I cannot let him fail like this so bad.
We'll give him a new one because everybody
it's
in the
room. Obviously.
Obviously.
Hold on.
You can't sit with us. Just go.
Hold on. Wait, are you guys are partnership, yes? Well, yes. Should we do one of these then?
Okay, bring her up here. Bring her up here.
Come back up.
No comment.
Yeah.
You're going for the big ticket item
now. Now take out all of the Lindsay Lohan questions.
I know them all.
Just grab the pile.
Red hair and everything.
Grab the pile.
Who are you going to take to the movie if you win?
obviously.
So if Michael grabbed the cards I think he grabbed, you guys will be acting out a scene from a movie, and us in the audience will be guessing what the movie is.
What? What?
Yeah, you guys just dug that hole.
Not exactly enough.
Just remember, when you came up, you agreed to do anything we ask you.
Either or.
It's a basic.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing here?
You should show her.
I have only seen that one. Wait, no, you can do that one. Why don't you do that one?
It's Deuce Bigelow.
Did you say
the full Monty?
It's not the interview.
Cool hand Luke.
I'm gonna hold a hover chair for a while.
Eat 90 eggs.
You're a chair?
I'm in the chair first, babe. You better do this.
Striptease.
It's Striptease. Magic
the full Monty. Oh wow. Big Mama's house.
The night the handsome daughter lost their liquor license.
I know this. It's the King's Speech. I know this one.
We all agree that was the full Monty, right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Give him a round of applause.
So, do we have another brave couple?
Yeah, do we have another couple that wants to come down?
Another couple that wants to come down.
Disclaimer,
we have another one of these.
You are allowed to stay full if you want to.
The answer to everything is the full Monty, just a heads up.
We got Doug and Raj.
Yeah.
All right, Mike,
as his partner, I need to apologize for anything that comes out of his mouth.
Oh, that's way darker than it sounds.
Oh, he's got a card.
Yeah, it is.
I hope it's Super Troopers.
Who wants a mustache?
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So what do we do here?
Yeah, pick one and act it out.
Yeah.
Which one are you more comfortable?
Only act it out.
That one.
You can say stuff. Just don't.
Yeah, if you know the dialogue, you can say the dialogue. But only exactly as
this. Remove clothing like the previous guy.
Right.
Everything's the full Monty. Every card.
Striptease, the full Monty. Basic Instinct.
We can also do the golf shot.
We intentionally only pulled out the naked ones.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got it? You got it?
One of us has to sit. We have to both be involved?
No. Yeah, oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, if the card demands it. You be the ball. That's great.
Do you want a $25 GC or what?
Four. There you go.
There it is.
Woo! There you go.
You're going to the movies.
That's how easy it is.
We also have accepted. Get into your home, bitch.
The price is wrong, you don't like bitch.
You don't like it there?
What else we got? What do you want to do? Some general knowledge trivia?
Yeah, let's
stuff?
Do some general knowledge trivia. Okay, so.
So we have a few of these single passes. If you're feeling sad and alone and you want to go see a midday matinee.
You know, Jimmy,
you can
could
also
go
in the
with a
evening.
Friend, and they would pay with cash, and you would use the free pass.
Oh, well.
We'll do two if you want to do a couple.
This actually says you cannot bring friends.
Bring them up. Bring them up.
Bring them out.
What do you want to hit them with?
We'll do another mega scene.
All right.
Ow! Oh, fuck you, Tony.
Fuck you.
You can't handle the truth.
Let's see what he's got. Card selected.
I feel like they're going to win.
Maybe.
Can I get a different? Oh, here we go.
Nope. Right, there's so no mulligans.
You can say stuff. You just can't say the title.
Read dialogue, no title.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters! Come on.
Oh, I'll do another one.
We obviously, there should have been like crossing the streams or something. Ray, when a gut.
Are you going to do this one on your own?
Sir, there's a limit.
Just take the coupons and leave, Tony.
Yeah.
We've got two more, so we can take a solo twice or a duo once.
Some trivia.
We want a couple?
How about somebody in the front row?
Yeah. Somebody up here. General movie knowledge. Easy
fuck
shit.
Movies, right?
Yeah. There we go. Come on.
Nobody stood up.
Don't worry, guys.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Italian cinema from the 1960s. Yeah.
There we go. Thank you for standing up and not making me look crazy.
Movie.
I got it here for you, okay?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
I love
well
it.
Played. You know, Wish Vin Diesel, you are funny as fuck.
Johnny Gasly.
Could we get this mic just down just a tint?
I will just talk louder into it.
Yeah.
I can scream.
That's the hardest part.
I don't need a mic.
What's going on over there, guys?
No, you don't.
We already used the full Monty. You can't use it again.
Jim Carrey.
There we go.
Played Lloyd in the 1994 movie Dumb and Dumber. But who played his friend Harry?
What? Jeff Daniels?
Bingo! Yeah! Woo! Boom!
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, we actually have three left.
Oh, we got three left. Never mind. Okay, we got two more.
We
want a double, or do we want...
I'm going to ask a question, and the first person who comes up to the mic with the correct answer is going to be the winner of this one.
Doug, get to the back of the fucking room.
You can't yell it out. You got to get your ass
to yell it. Don't yell it.
Come up to the mic.
In which 1993 comedy does Robin Williams play a divorced dad who dresses as an older woman in order to see his children?
She got it.
It's a Dad Fire. There it is. It was a drive-by fruiting.
I like this. Just a fuck ass one for the mic.
Fucking run it down. Okay, Mark, it's your birthday. You get to ask the last one.
Question, if you'd like.
All right. Are we just going to do like a like scream it
Wait,
out?
What are each of the colors represent? Like the yellow is
There's
your
five different ways to do it.
So get out of a track stance. I see you. He's lined up at the blocks.
I'm going to accept whoever yells us out first, actually.
Oh, wow.
All right. Get ready.
Comes out of a full crouch.
Who played Shaun in the 2004 comedy horror Shaun of the Dead?
Simon Pegg.
Woo! Yeah! The Leafs win!
Is that Doug again?
Doug, That's come Doug on again. Up and hand that pass to
the
that
Leafs
gentleman
win.
To be
here. Look at
that guy! I just said the Leafs win.
Doug,
Leafs
can
win.
You hand the pass to the person who beat you in the front
He's
row,
He said it
please.
First. You just said it loudest.
I totally... I'm sorry.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, Doug, thanks for coming up and handing out the prizes for us.
That's the best fucking hype man you could ask for right there.
Show us that belly. No, well, don't.
Guys, unless you've got any questions you want to ask, we're done. Seriously, that's it.
Do you guys want to know?
That was really anticlimactic.
Yeah, no, honestly, like if there's anything else that you guys want to talk about with us,
we could do more trivia, yeah, but we don't have anything to give away.
Exactly, yeah.
We do have cake.
So at this point, like
Says
we were going to.
Oh, there
the we
back.
Go. Okay, cool. Yeah.
The coupons expired in 2021.
Yeah, don't worry.
Ooh,
Welcome to what it's like working with Mike.
So that is the greatest way to end a show ever.
Can somebody get that on video? If not, can you come up and do that again? Because I need that.
Michael.
Hang on.
Michael, that
hang
is
on.
How you end the episode.
Yeah,
that
no,
is how
I know.
You end it. You end it on
no,
that.
No. But what I want to tell you is that they're still good. I talked to them about that. They're fine. And I was going to hand them all out after and explain that to you, but it clearly didn't happen that
I
way.
Really
thank
think
you so much for coming to the mic to tell
yes. No, honestly, that's amazing.
I think from here on out, that should be the signature way we end every episode. Is
I'm
just
down with it.
The coupons expired in 2021. Yeah. End of episode.
No, they're still good. They're totally fine. They just didn't print any new ones during COVID. So he was like, if you have
any, you know what's going to happen is you're
all
gonna
these
go
people
there,
are going to be
gonna
so
be like,
pissed.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
These coupons are expired.
You tell Michael
like, but
he
Michael
lied.
Said,
yeah.
Who the fuck is Mike?
Yeah.
That guy from that podcast who said they were good.
This is clearly the kind of exchange we'd expect at the Shrekstaurant.
Yes. Right. Very
expired
much so.
Expired in 2021. It's still good. No, it's still good. It's
then
fine.
You go to the till and they're like, not good. But I just ate all the food. You owe me money. Where Tom's your only friend.
Yeah.
You've got the sentence of the show, just so all the shit we've set up here. But so yeah, like
we're so
the basis of the show is we just make fun of Mike the entire time.
Yeah, it's the bedrock of the whole performance. But
Jesus Christ, thank you guys so much for coming. Oh my God.
Yeah, this
I don't know.
You guys have been awesome. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much.
We did this once before. And it was very targeted. It was to a room that we know would love it. And this is the first time we've done it with a room that we
are all friends and family.
Are all friends and family, yeah. So next time.
Very low risk.
The next one.
That's a great question.
Your answer is not on Mark's birthday.
Yeah. No, it won't be this good for the next one. This one, all the stars align.
We're working on it.
Yeah, no, the next one, yeah, you'll know. Just
the next one's July 7th.
Oh God! Don't!
No! Don't!
Mark's birthday?
So what you guys can do?
July 7th, I'll fuck
you. I'm gonna be at Folk Fest.
We're doing Folk Fest,
but thank you.
Live from Folk Fest.
Don't promise things I don't want to.
The episode where we think we're hilarious, but it's just a lot of nonsense.
We're super funny because we're seeing lots of crazy shit.
So if you wanna find out more about us, if this is your first time, follow us Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Real Debaters Pod. It's everywhere. Subscribe to the show. That's all we give two fucks about. Subscribe to the show. I'm being told about cake right now. There is free cake at the bar. Please go
free
eat
cake
some.
At the bar.
Stick around. Talk
every
to us if you
show
want.
Will have free cake.
You are lying, ladies and gentlemen.
And
we have
expired
been
coupons.
And expired coupons. We might give you an expired whole coupon book. Who knows?
Could we get a round of applause for the audience, please?
Yes, a round. Yeah. Yeah. Either go eat your cake or take your cake home, but take some fucking cake. We've been the Real Debaters. Watch all the movies, everybody, and thank you very much for coming.
Spanish ladies.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there, that would be great, too, because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. Yeah, so that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website. You can email us or you can go straight to the website, rate us in Podchaser, realdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless, and it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's all of our – it's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck – and donate it to your cause. There is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5. And you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody, again, who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more. So it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.